Turkestan and Samarkand, with opal eyes they came, on his charger Maximilian, on his horse without a name. Young Sophocles, his nephew, and on the cow called Kate, the Tartars came a-charging by, they feared they would be late. They stumbled through the Caucasus, a wilderness, a mire, a trusted land that every year is swept across by fire. Meanwhile, the Turks were moving up from deepest Ethiop. Beside them rode young Igraine on a silver calliope. His trusty shaft slung low about his strong and subtle neck, bounced back upon the buccaneer who born in Fort Quebec, where all the folk are charlatans and sell their sons for slaves, who bathing in the Highland bank and washing in the waves. But now the Mongols charging came and wrought with swords of steel such blows as those of Gunny's nose who death blows can the deal, and careless Kurds who use no words but those of Catalan. Rehearse the verse that bodes the worst for woman, child, and man. Rehearse the verse that bodes the worst for woman, child, and man. And boots were still in far Brazil for pumas and their ilk. Now Goths and Huns, their many sons, came bringing curdled milk. And Teutons brave but rant and rave and vicious witty Goths. Then Slavs and Czechs with broken necks who rode on sacred moths. Shout high for one and high for all, use up the tyrant on the ball, and spoil his beer with froths. From Burma far and Kilimanjaro, the kings of Carthage came, with 50,000 slave girls, with hearts and eyes aflame, with thoughts of hope and hopes of thought, etc., as you know, were ransomed for a crown of gold and adamantine glow. So all the hordes of conquerors that seemed throughout the land were thwarted, nay aborted, chaos strangled ill they planned. The kings they willed and all were killed across the silent plain. On the shells of would-be heroes fell the darkness, fell the rain.